Oh yeah, what up, though? Welcome to another episode of hashtag Ask the Phoenix, episode 40, the big 4-0. We came back to bring you something ultra special. Before we get going, just want to let y'all know our friendly disclaimer is, as always, we don't claim to know anything. In fact, the more we learn, we learn that we know nothing at all. So, step inside to another fascinating episode of Ask the Phoenix, where we like to paint a broader picture of what could be, lace out some more options, and toy what we have in our imagination from the world as we see fit. All dedicated in our missions to be free. You dig? So strap in. This episode is, I'm a player. You should have just seen Goose face in here. Yo. Play too hard. Young Play Too, a.k.a. Young Play Too Hard. You know what I mean? And that's just what we wanna address. You know what I mean? Because I feel like players get a bad rep, especially in this day and age. You know what I mean? I understand what playing used to be, right? In fact, playing could have been an offshoot of being a pimp. Like, you know what I mean? They had the Player of the Year award. They had several different awards. And player was prestigious in that realm. For myriad reasons. Then you have the player that had mad women, probably at his own crib, and he's a playboy. You know what I mean? He's a player. He's known. He's a known philanderer. You know, that only makes his reputation that much better. He or she. Women as players too. And then you just got that all around high ranking just player. You know what I mean? This is man or woman. Right? This person is just like, man, I just like this energy around them, Goose. They just, you know what I mean? I like that dude right here, man. Or I like her. I just like her, man. She's a player. And they ask you why. Like, why is she a player? You'll be like, man, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. She's just a player. She stay fly. You know what I mean? She stay on top of her own thing. She stay on her thug thistle. She stay bossed up, doing this, doing that, stay jet setting. You know what I mean? When she come around, she always doing boss stuff. The buyers on her. You know what I'm saying? She just, you know, she's a player. Or he's a player. You know what I mean? To the point where, like, if we gambling, you know what I mean? Or we didn't pull the, we didn't hit a lick or something like that. You know what I mean? We'd be like, man, keep it player, though. You know what I mean? That mean keep it tall, man. Like, keep this thing player, man. It's like a cardinal rank, man, like a cardinal rule, a cardinal effort in being a player, right? However, you was blessed to have come across a real player because they had some good game to give you, even if you didn't quite understand what it was yet, right? Now, this, some people, the people, they misuse this, they misconstrue it, and they wear it without even, you know what I mean, fully garnering the title of being a player. Now, they might be a player because, you know, they move around. They able to do that, you know, they do their thug thizzle. Everybody, you know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. I understand it. But that's not to be mistaken as the same thing I'm talking about with that individual that's pulling over the ice cream truck, that's donating back in the city, that's taking great care of the kids. And you know what I mean? They just a great inspiration in the neighborhood. I think that's what I could. Is that safe to say what a player is, Goose?
Based on what you're talking about, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, when they pull up, you know what I mean? They just, you know what I mean? Young good dude pull up in that vet or something right now with that rolly on, you're going to be like, it's going to make you feel a certain kind of way.
Right.
You know what I mean? You pull up right now with the Hamza chain on, with the rolly.
Right.
You know what I mean? The boogers in your ear. With the big vet, with the rose gold rims on them. Now, there's somebody listening to this and they be like, man, because he got that Rolex and he got the Corvette, that makes him a player. You missing the context. I said a young hood fella pull up in that thing. There's a certain pedigree that comes to that or comes with that. You know what I mean? This person has survived their way through the streets and done it, man, inspirationally. To where people greet you and they say it's always a treat when players meet. You know what I mean? That just make you feel the kind of way right there. That make you stick your pinky out right there, Goose. That make you sip champagne slow and kick your pinky out like a, you know what I mean? Put the diamond on that piece. No, but in all seriousness, man, I'm having fun with y'all, but this is a reality. This is a mindset, right? Now, this was a dilemma for me because I wore this as a dichotomy. I loved being a mover and a shaker. But I didn't like to wear he was a philanderer of a lot of women. So it's like, man. So off the lips of certain people, being called a player would be something that at times I would lament or loathe. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? But in other conversations, you know what I mean? It may make me shoot my cuffs. Now, warbling through time and space with trying to figure out which one I was would cause real distraction in my life in real time. So as y'all know what I like to do, I like to go to the dictionary. So I had to do some research on what a player means and in various contexts, right? So as always, I go through the definitions and player has five definitions, right? So that means I have to comb through to see at what time player meant what I, you know what I mean? Something that I could identify with. You know what I'm saying, Goose?
Absolutely.
I wanted to see what could be there for me other than the two definitions that I was able to operationalize from my world. You know what I mean? So without further ado, I'm going to share those with us now on the platform to kind of see, you know, I want to walk through this breakthrough I had in real time with being able to put this fabric on my intellect now, like to say, yeah, yes, this is the kind of player that I am. So we know that I'm about entrepreneurial development, enterprising skills, leadership profile. I'm about those things because those things is all based off of, you know, like very, very important things like your values and your passion and things that drive you. You recognize important things like equity and agency, and you take advantage of what it means to be to be a hard worker and to sacrifice and things like that, right? So, boom, I'm gonna go into what Merriam-Webster, as well as a series of other reputable, notable dictionaries, Cambridge. I think I got some Oxford. I got some dictionary.com. But we about to go through this thing like a fine tooth comb. So, boom. As I said, player got five different like sub definitions for it, for itself. Right, so it's A through F and not like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 type of thing. So I'm looking at Merriam-Webster.com and I'm looking at sub definition E of player. And it says, colon, one actively involved, especially in a competitive field or process, colon, participant. So right up underneath that in F, it says, or less commonly, player, U.S. slang, colon, a person and especially man who has many lovers. So boom, you can see my stretch now. So I follows participant because that's an E. That's the other part of the definition. A participant. So I'm like, all right. So participant is a word that I hear often in research, facilitations, group work, executive management is, you always, so I'm like, let me dig further into that bag. So all I get from there is one that participates. So now you can see where I'm like, I'm back to square one. But I didn't look at it like that. So I'm like, okay. So this again is about my power of choice because it's saying one who participates. So that makes me go further in. So maybe I'm thinking about this thing all wrong. There's other things that signify a player. But sometimes there's other words that's in conjunction with player that connotes more or some deeper meaning. So I started to think about major player and key player. So I looked up major player definition and it brings up the Cambridge Dictionary. And what I catch in that is in their finance section, an important and successful company, especially when compared with other smaller companies in the same type of business or industry. Did you catch that, Goose?
Yep.
So I'm an important and successful company, especially when compared with other smaller companies in the same type of business or industry. I don't work in this. I'm not in a zero sum effort. I'm not in zero sum affair, so I don't believe in comparing myself to other companies. I believe that there's a buyer, of course, where in the leagues in which I want to play, and I'll get to that in a minute because that's a part of the things that I looked up when I looked up major player, key player. I also looked up major league, just major league by itself, because I wanted to know what that meant. because I'm often referring in my practice to, if you want to play in the big leagues, you got to be a professional. You know what I mean? So you got to put that time into this thing, right? So we're going to go with finance, an important and successful company, right? That's what we're going to go with player. So that's one definition for that. So now we're going to go to key player. So key player on Collins Dictionary is one of the important people in a particular activity or field. One of the important people in a particular activity or field. Got that, Goose?
Yes, sir.
So, Jim Glish, a major player, a very involved or important person in an activity or organization. And now, Terrence Cashman is a major player in this deal. He invested the most money and is very knowledgeable about the project. A major player. I ain't done yet. I want to get this all out before we get dug all the way in. Let's get a deep consensus for what player is for here on out, so it can be forever broken down for the universe. When I say player, this is what I'm talking about. Your dictionary says a person or group regarded as a chief or a legitimate participant in some competitive activity. But again, right up under that, slang, a person, especially a man, who is given to sexual promiscuity, unfaithfulness. Come on, man. They don't want to separate them. So then, that made me say, all right, so that I'm back to square one again. No matter how far up I try to get away from that part, the other part still come with it. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to go to try something else. I goes to major league now. Because if you want to play in the big leagues, you must be professional. You must put in that 10,000 hours. You got to say, man, this is what I do. I'm a specialist at this, right? So when I look up major leagues outside of sports, it's belonging to or among the best or most important of its kind. A major league orchestra. Just to let you know, we're talking about something other than sports. Belonging to or among the best or most important of its kind. And if you go to dictionary.com for player right after that, you got informally a participant as in a conference or business deal. So no way you shape it, you can't get around the slang term for what it means to be a player. However, the term player is weighted for far more than just that. In fact, that's a limited scope of how you see the term player, right? I'd like to believe that me considering myself a player attributes itself to my success, because I like to think that I'm in the major leagues. I like to think that I'm a successful company. I like to believe that I'm one of the most important persons on the team. I love to believe that. And that shows up when I show up, or that shows out when I show up. That flows out of me in every space that I'm in. What kind of make it, I don't want to say easy, but less difficult to occupy these spaces. Yo, Goose got the Righteous Gemstones on, man. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So, I remember, I mean, I could never forget the amount of hearts I broke being the quote unquote player. And the Hearts, I had no intention, like inadvertently breaking, just because it didn't work out the way, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe a person seeing it working out. So, but I was true the whole time, you know. But this ain't, I ain't saying that for that. I'm saying all that to, as like, to burn that term up and transform it for Phoenixes from here on out. When somebody walk up to me and be like, man, Naj, I'm a player. I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly that you completely about business from that point. That you walking it like you talking it. Lamb talk. Yeah, straight up. Come on, Goose, help me out, man.
With what?
Help me out, man. Help me out, man.
You're doing great.
They told me to shout you out, man.
Who's that?
My students specifically told me to shout you out. It was like, who is that guy on there?
Shout out to them.
That's what's up. They're going to like to hear that. They're going to like to hear that, man. You know, and it's, yo, the thing about speaking to them, I believe I mentioned it a couple months ago when I said, when I first started back over the summer semester, like, yo, these new batch of scholars is just super, it sounds like they're super wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're super smart, you know, nonetheless. But it sounds like they're super wise. So I kept, I'm racking my brain like, how the hell they sound like they so wise, but they don't move. You know what I mean? And then I realized that, you know, they grew up with a computer, like internet. So they grew up with two brains, essentially, between with social media and, you know, being able to interact regularly, right, like school and things like that. So they were able to pick up on memes and shit like that. That was like super wise quotes and shit like that. And they were able to speak to the platitudes of those things with people and then be reinforced. What's up, Peter? And then be reinforced with that positivity. Like, oh yeah, you know, like, yeah, like, what's one of them good ones? Like, what's a good one of them wise sayings that would be, you know what I mean? That I just pop up in the month and be like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's profound. I can't think right now. It'd be mad joints. But
ones like memes that are profound?
Yeah, like them joints, you know, like them joints, you know them joints, man.
Not ones that are profound.
Fuck. Make me look at my joint, man.
I can't think of one that's like that.
It's mad joints.
Talking about like,
Because them joints used to go around like crazy.
You talking about like the Rob Hills quotes and shit? Like,
see, I don't know who is that.
You don't know who Rob Hill is?
No. Lock your screen. I know who Napoleon Hill is.
It's not Napoleon Hill.
It was Rob Hill. Put me on.
It's just like. One of them dudes that just be posting motivational quotes and all that shit.
Right, so you got shit like this, right? After 30, you shouldn't even be entertaining somebody you don't see your future with or some shit like that.
Right.
And then you get another joint and say, if you wish to move mountains tomorrow, you must start by lifting stones today. African proverb. So I'm like, yeah, they grew up reading these joints.
Yeah, like, I don't like a lot of those, though.
But that's look at another joint. Every nigga that's struggling ain't a bitch nigga. Every nigga with money ain't a real nigga. So, like, they go on and on. They go on and on. If I can't swipe my dick across your lips, then I can't swipe my card when you hungry, bitch. Like, it's just stupid, like, right, stupid shit like this all day, every day. And I feel like that had a major role in raising,
for sure,
this, the new youth.
For sure.
Right,
people take those things like seriously sometimes.
Oh, for sure. And then it's not like they can talk to the generation immediately above them, because I don't think they quite understand the effect, because we couldn't say dick, pussies, and balls when we was kids. Excuse me for y'all listening, but I'm just keeping it real. We couldn't say that. Right. Now, like, you got, now you listen to anything nowadays, like Adult Swim, you like anything is profanity doesn't mean what it once did, right? So I feel like all of that creates this cocktail of the new thinking these days. And it's important to be aware of how that contributes to the theory of your game nowadays. Like, we were just watching that show Ghosted, you know what I mean? Like, right. Like, that's Euphoria. Like, that's where we are. The Righteous Gemstones, that's where we are. You can't be like, you can't think for a second to be like, I can't believe they playing this or whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Art imitates life, and like, if life imitates art. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not like surprised by any of this like stuff I see anymore. Like, I'm more like appreciative that they actually like do that shit now, and like they don't really like hide stuff. Like, they actually like show like raw content.
It for us, it's a sense of like, finally y'all keeping it real with us.
Right, right. Like, I appreciate
it.
I appreciate like the raw content compared to like you said, like when we were growing up, it wasn't like that.
No,
I'm saying you weren't getting that kind of content from TV shows or anything like that.
Not at all.
Or the news or anything, you know, you weren't.
And you better turn your head.
Right. So
I turn you. As a matter of fact, when you turn your head, cover your eyes too, and I tell you when it's okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like. It's like with having social media and the internet and so much access to information, that information has been contributive to their development. So they super, super smart. But to me, it's like with avenues like college, you get to really start to measure your confidence, because you got to do something.
Right.
With all that talking, you got to do something. So like, even with, like, granted, the America that we have today isn't the America that we've always had, but it's great right now. Right. I'm not saying with 45, I'm talking about when you think about the America that our kids, with the level of diversity and inclusion that's going on right now. Like, what that's really happening. And shout out to the institutions that's pushing for that, more of that, as well as more STEM and STEAM programs in school. Right? But there were always things at play to keep common folks from this level of equity and agency in real life in real time. You know what I mean? Or it would be something that was, you know, drastic that would happen that would make people, you know, that fear would kick back in and make people just get right in line because they want to feel safe and secure. Right? Nowadays, folks are so indifferent to the crazy stuff that it's like, you know, I actually want to make a change within myself. And as much as I focus on this change, I won't look at any of that, those other things that's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's when you start to hop into your play. Because now you just having fun with the game every day. Like, you, I'm doing what I like to do every day. I'm doing something that gives me more energy every day. Right? Like, I don't care if it was shooting baskets. I don't care if it was cooking omelets. I don't care if it's scrubbing toilets. I don't care if it's sliding down the pole. Like, I'm doing what gives me energy. Right? If I'm on a video game and I'm winning, and My fault. But yeah, this is when you become an actual player in the game. You know what I mean? Like we were just saying, man, like if you playing a video game, man, you get that energy, like, yo, mom, yo, chill, I'm playing. You know what I mean? Like whatever you play, if you playing Dixit, you playing Madden, you playing Monopoly, you playing Scrabble, you playing whatever. You providing that yourself that optimal level of distraction to start to make novel connections in your brain. You start to look at where you fail and start to fill those paces up so you can get stronger to win. It's trial and learn. This is when you start to kick into that full player mode or that full time player mode, right? But it's levels to this shit. So you've gone from being a participant just around to now you a player, right? So now folks are starting to see you got some social capital. They starting to see you mean business. So now they want to start making decisions. Start building relationships based off of the decisions that you making. You know what I mean? Because you provide more trust and security in the people that's watching you or watching your social capital. So they're like, yo, I want to get closer to you, or I want to start getting that energy on tap for myself and for my company. Or you know, I want to be a part of what that person got going on. And for the countless reasons somebody would want to collaborate with you and your greatness. You know what I mean? You've become a player in the game, right? Now you become a major player when you are tapped into what you love to do, be it your purpose, your meaning, your creative endeavor, whatever it is, and you able to build value within that and call it a craft and tweak your craft to be better and call that a practice. Now we starting to become major players because now we starting to build equity. We starting to build some value in this thing here. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You can't do nothing without building something in that. I don't care if it's t-shirts. I don't care if it's hats. I don't care if you make the next feminine napkin. If you make the next TV, you know what I mean? It's going to require a level of higher innovation. And it's going to take some type of specialty, like a 10,000 hours of you to get nice with this thing. So nice that it just comes automatically. And then you lose yourself in an optimal level of distraction so you can start to come up with those very novel ideas. That third of ideas, right? Because at first we get our idea production happens in thirds. So when you're coming up with ideas, you want to be coming up with at least 30 at a time, right? Because that first third, that 1 through 10, is going to be the silly and you know, this is the dumb stuff. You know what I mean? I can say fish, snowflake, star. You're going to run them off quick, right? And then that second third of ideas is where you start to see your ideas start to take shape towards your objective. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I start just, okay. Well, now we starting to hit a little something. We starting to hit a little pay dirt. And then that third is where we start to get those original, sophisticated, novel ideas. You know what I mean? That's where we get that solid gold. So when you starting to capitalize off of that level of creativity, or, you know, you innovate in a product or something like that and build a company around it. And whether it be tending to the community, you employ some people, you find your ways to pay your tithes, you find your ways to give back. You know what I mean? That's how you become a major player. You know what I mean? Now, you can be doing your thug thizzle, making you a couple dollars, you know what I mean, doing okay, but you may not grow. You may not expand. You may just be where you at. You know what I mean? Those people that rise above know that you might need to get with a LAN party. You might need to get with a clan on Call of Duty. You know what I mean? Because it takes for some collaboration for you to master some levels. Sometimes you have to have a hive of 8 people before you could even go on Division 2, before you can get on, you know what I'm saying? Before you can even access certain levels. So in order to get with a great team, you have to be a key player, mission essential. We can't go without this person. We have to have them. We have to have them. That makes you a key player. If you got what it, if you forgot what a key player is, it's one of the important people in a particular activity or field. So you became a major player in that field. Now you're doing TED Talks in the industry. You're a key player. It's levels to this shit. So now you in, you guessed it, the major league. Belonging to or among the best or most important of its kind. The major leagues. That's playing at your top level. To us, it looks effortless. But we could never imagine the hard work and dedication that goes into you shining the way that you do. In fact, that's why we fan and fawn over it. Because if we were doing it ourselves, we would be able to be our own fans, because we know what it takes to, we know what goes into you doing what you're doing. Shout out to all the beautiful people I met at Fresno State over the past week. And I met a woman that is disciplined. She's sitting at the table with a litany of books. And I'm like, what you studying? She like, oh, I'm just studying some Portuguese. I said, oh, really? Is that work for your terminal degree? She was like, uh-uh, just a hobby. This woman young. She looked like she couldn't have been no more than like 25, 26. High credentials. She was the facilities manager where we were. She had to make sure we was okay. So in the meantime, between time, she was gonna bust down some Portuguese, self-taught. Somewhere she had been working on Rosetta Stone and some other shit. And I'm like, but then when I had a conversation with her further, we get into talking about personal and professional development and podcasts and stuff like that. I was starting to see that this is her. This is who she is. She's a high performer. She's one of those persons that is hard to be a friend around. Because she constantly make you question yourself. Am I doing enough? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's learning Portuguese.
Just cause.
Now she's of Latin descent, that's for sure. So she like, I know Spanish, obviously, but I don't know Portuguese at all. So I came out the room like, ¿Cómo você está? Yo, Goose, why you had to look like that, though, man? See, but that's how you get this thing misconstrued like a player. See? I was simply trying to highlight to her that I see the bravery of your playerism, and it's Ubuntu. I want you to see I see you. You know what I mean? And she like, yo, you speak? I'm like, no, I don't even. I slid something else as un poco in there, but that's all that's the extent of it. But that's from knowing people from all over the world, having friends from all over the world. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out my man Ribierto. Being an academic virtually gives me access to scholars all over the planet. So within that, I love getting to know people. I'm social scientist, so I like to get to know people, and getting to know people, you have to get to know their language, and especially if you see them repeatedly on a day-to-day basis for a little while. I want to say hello how you say hello. I want to make you feel welcome. You know what I mean? You ain't got to, you know what I mean? I want to learn how to talk like you too. So I want, you know, sometimes that's how you make a person feel seen and respected. You know what I mean? You actually take your time out to learn them, to understand. You know what I mean? Try to make them feel welcome, so on and so forth. But those are also those entrepreneurial skills or those leadership profile skills that help you get up. Notice I didn't say ahead. I said up. Upward mobility. Next level talk. Being a player. Next level talk. It's levels to this. You see what I'm saying? Let's not be misconstrued on what we're talking about here. We're talking about being a heavy hitter. When you walk in the room, it's not the same. People understand. If they didn't know, now they know what a real player looks and feels like. When Rihanna come in the room, do you think that, even if your back turned, do you think that the room is the same?
No.
It's just like a breeze coming that motherfucker, man. Like,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith is coming in the room. You think it just... The energy is going to be different.
Right.
That energy sometimes it makes or breaks the whole event. When you a player, the slogan is, as far as I've always known, it's always a treat when players meet. That's what raised me. So my outlook to this is, another player always going to understand. Not because I say I understand, but because I can genuinely empathize because I've been through it too. A real player don't judge because a real player, they know. I know. I'm kicking it with my nephew Trey Songz, man. He kicking it with me about something. He like, yo, Unc, man. You know what I mean? I'm feeling the kind of way about this. And I'm like, man, I feel you. I feel you, Neff, but what would be the worst that happened in this situation? He ran down. What would be the worst for him in that situation? Where his worst was nothing of what I thought his worst would be. I'm like, damn, Neff, I would have thought your worst would have been this right here. He was like, man. And I said, you ain't even think about that. He was like, no, I don't give a fuck about that. I said, so shit, if all you really worried about is this, then shit, we need to strategize around that. Makabaya bing bong. But I felt honored that he knew that he could call or tap in, phone a friend. I mean, that's my nephew, but you get what I'm saying. Who wants to be a millionaire? And if we playing that game, I'm going to phone a friend. Shit. Fuck you, man. I've done it several times.
For sure.
I put myself on a leash allowance, man. I hit you up in a heartbeat when I'm out of town. Mm-hmm. Cash at me a paddle. I'm up a creek. I'll be home tomorrow. You got to know how to get... If you play Dungeons and Dragons or whatever, this man pouring a beer in the pop can. You playing Dungeons and Dragons or whatever, games like that, those RPG games, those quest games, you got to scavenge for shit on the road. You got to find shit on the way to build up your skill set, to build up your weaponry, your armory, to build up your acumen for the game, to build up your knowledge of the terrain. It's so much happening to make you a player. About how many hours, Goose, do you put into your basketball players, your football players, and your baseball players on the PlayStation?
Mm.
About how many hours would you say you put in to that?
I mean, I usually play like a couple of games a day, and those are like, they could be anywhere from like a half hour, 45 minutes at a time. So I don't know, probably like 2-3 hours a day. So that's like a good amount of time.
So you would, in like over a lifetime,
like 2 hours a day.
Over a lifetime, would you say that you've put in maybe 100,000 hours?
Yeah, easy. Definitely like over 10,000.
At least
like
over 10,000.
Like to be like an expert, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To qualify to be an expert. So yeah. Definitely over the 10,000 for sure.
And what's some good things? Like, what's some good ideas that's come out of you playing the game?
I mean, like when I was younger, I would use that like to like, I don't know, just it made me feel like I knew the game better, like when I was actually playing it. Like it was like, okay, I felt like I was always visualizing it. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. Like it was like
hell yeah, that makes sense. Cause that means
when I was younger, and I was actually playing those sports like for real, it was like studying almost. You know what I'm saying? Like playing Madden or playing 2K would be like kind of just like going home and practicing more, but not actually physically having to practice, just mentally practicing pretty much. Cause like those games are simulations, so like it was a good representation of like how shit looks when you're actually out there. So it was like mental reps, you know?
Damn right. And but you said something real powerful to me, which was visualize. And visualize comes from the power of imagination.
Yeah.
You have to be able to imagine yourself in that position,
right,
in the driver's seat first, right? And I know something that you're critical at. And a motherfucker look at you won't even think for a second that you'll shoot their lights out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that was something that you visualized yourself being great at.
Yeah.
As best as somebody is either a contender for a shot in the NBA or a person that's in the NBA.
Yeah.
And you shoot, get better, right? Mm-hmm. But before you did that, I imagine while you played on a video game, you made sure that your avatar was at 100% or at least 99%, whatever it maxed out at.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
Then you actually took that to confidence to get on it, on the turf and do whatever.
Yeah.
and you learn from the patterns, from the plays, the codes, the actual game. Mm-hmm. So when you actually start to play for real in real life, you feel like you got a better grasp of the theory of the game, right?
For sure.
Would you say that contributes to your overall output playing the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it raises your acumen, correct?
Absolutely.
You're smarter.
Right.
Which increases your athleticism.
For sure.
Navy SEALs say playing SOCOM made their responses sharper in real time.
Yeah, it definitely just like speeds up, like it speeds stuff up for you.
NBA players Kevin Durant said 2K helps his game.
Yeah.
Right? I believe it was
LeBron.
LeBron
said he played. He literally simulates like every game he's about to play. Like he'll play like the game that he's about to play before he plays. He's because he believes, and that's like, you know, one of the best basketball players ever. Even he believes
ever,
like that video game is a good simulation of like how the game actually plays out. So like, if you got a dude at that high of a level co-signing that, and he's got no reason to co-sign him, 2K doesn't write him a check or nothing. Like he don't get checks from 2K, so like he's got no reason to say that. So for him to actually believe that and have other players co-sign that and feel the same way, like that says enough right there. Like I said before, it's like mental reps, you know? It's not like physical reps, so you're not getting like physical practice out of it, but like the mental side of it, which makes you that much faster, and like all that shit matters. Just having a quicker reaction to things.
Damn right that shit matter. And then, to add to what you're saying, you got pilots and air simulators. Mm-hmm. You got astronauts and space travel simulators. You got drunk driving simulators. All games. And you're the player. I don't care what the profession may or need be. There's a simulation for that process. It will behoove you to seek out that simulator and hop in it. But that don't make you a player. Making you a player, it's taking what you learned in that simulator into the street, and it helps you shoot they lights out. You hear what I mean, Goose?
Absolutely.
Straight like that. Watch the plays that make history. Being a major player is being able to establish value from shooting their lights out. You shoot their lights out so well that somebody now wants you on the team, and you've become a key player on this team. You wanna dig? You take that team, that winning team, to the championship. Now you in the major leagues when you win that thing there. You're a part of a super important team or organization. Best of its kind. You hear me? Best of its kind. Committed to excellence. I don't want to play if I can't play on the same field as them. I'm only going to get better and sharper by playing them. I want to play with you poop butts, man. But I will. I'm going to play you and make it look good playing you so I can get to them. I got to stay sharp anyway. I ain't doing shit anyway. And I know I ain't in it for the money. Because if I was in it for the money, then I wouldn't be playing. You know what I mean? That kind of playing don't pay the bills. That's the kind of playing your daddy was talking about. When he told you to rip them rhymes up, stupid. Go get you a job. The playing I'm talking about is the type of play that gives you life, that gives you energy. You're filled up from doing this. That young woman said, I'm doing this here for a hobby. I'm learning this complex language as a hobby. You got people working a regular job for the weekend. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But to me, that's a clear-cut dichotomy. And I know where I'm at within that. I'd rather be in that realm with the former and have to adapt to being better, stronger, faster, because that's what's uniquely human within our experience. It's human experience. That's unique to us. Adaptation. I mean, other things do it. Right? However, we're the only things that's able to make manifest the things that we see in our minds. And draw up so much fanfare from this thing that I've built up in my mind that capitalism said, I can sell it to you. I can do this to you and provide this to you in a service. Wow. Cold game. Now, the second part of that is the fear of success that goes hand in hand with being a great player. But what if? But what if? But I got, because whatever excuse, blocking your own greatness, finding a way to lose. Because winning, especially winning consistently, can at times just be all too hairy for you. They start to feel like, shit, can I handle the fall? And you start to feel like you're walking on eggshells. Because, well, what if I fail? What if I climb this mountain and I slide back down on my face? Well, you only think about those kind of things because you've thought those things about somebody else. They ain't gonna be able to do that. They gonna fuck around there and fall right on their face. How you approach one thing is how you approach all things. You can't tell me that if you approach yourself that way, you don't approach everybody else in a friendly, kind way. You're only fooling yourself. This part requires mastery. Mastery of yourself. And you know, mastery doesn't happen without ownership. That means recognizing your faults and addressing them head on. apex predator style. Those who frequent the podcast, you just caught a chill because you love when we get to mention in that apex predator style. I know, because I do. I'm thrilled to be one of them. You know what I mean? Because this is game theory. You know what I mean? This is multi-level chess moves mixed with quantum mechanics. I suggest you look that up if you don't know what I'm talking about. You dig? But what was I just saying? Though, what point was I making before that? Before I was talking about mastery.
Before you talking about what?
Mastery. Damn, I forgot too, man. I forgot what led me there. We were talking about fear of success, and you know, Seth Godin talking about. Well, I didn't say that. I didn't mention that, but that's what I was thinking about. That's the conversation that we had in class today about Seth Godin's one of his videos on YouTube, where he's talking about Icarus flying too high. And how the part of him flying too low was removed because they didn't want people to be thinking about flying too low. You know what I mean? Because I'm often asking, like, who's benefiting from that? Somebody must be benefiting from people thinking this way, right? Because if aliens, like I said before, was watching the planet and they had to go back with a summary to their chancellor of what did they learn or what did they understand from this planet, and they would say, well, I think it's extraordinary that half of these people choose opulence, success, riches, the best and abundance of life. And a lot of them choose to be in this mental kind of slave pattern and like sheep, afraid of everything. Afraid of dying, even though you're going to do that anyway. Thus and such, you avoid getting your affairs in order and whatever. And the chancellor says, well, what do you recommend that we do? Should we wipe it all up? They conclude, I don't think we should do anything. Half of them are going to wipe themselves out anyway. They're committed to. It's a part of that mindset. We all have this opportunity, vast opportunity, to be super successful. Stop watching the news. I don't tell people what to be doing and all that, but I make a suggestion. Stop watching the news, if you can, for 6 months. If you really built for a challenge, for a year, and find something else to put in its space, Something that feeds you, something that serves you, right? And see how something so small in your world can make a drastic level change. Just something, just that one small thing. In 6 months' time, you put something positive, just completely positive in its space. A podcast, vlogs, blog, positive vlogs, positive blogs, books, a class, working out, learning a new style, fight style technique, you know, building yourself a business plan, whatever. Just see what you could do in the amount of time that you would fill your brain up with a television program. Like the news, specifically. We're talking about the players here, people. We're talking about what the players are doing. If you just new to this podcast, do you know now that this might not be for you here. And we understand, right, Goose?
Sure do.
It ain't personal. But we come in, we come and we leave our blood, sweat, and tears in this thing. You understand? We ain't leaving nothing in the locker room. We putting it all on the court. I'm bringing my real heart, my real pain to this thing. I'm bringing this place to you play by play. From the real world right here, the theory and the practice. Putting my all in it. Goose putting his all into this thing. Man, staying up late nights with me. From the start of this thing. Some days don't even know what's going on. Just like, yep, we here. This is we getting it popping. This is what we doing. We riding. Because it's Tigers, man. We ain't in there trying to make no pussycats wild. I'd rather have to hold the Tiger back, man. Take it easy. Go get the spray bottle, man. Straight up. Dead serious with this, man. I'm a player in this thing, man. And a player is getting better. To bring it back to what we talked about in the beginning with Goose with them advertisers on, whether it be football, baseball, basketball, he want them advertisers at 99%, 100%. Whatever the maximum is, that's where he want them. I'm picking something in my life, like one of these things like podcasting, teaching, the college, the Burn War, Phoenix Innovation Group, my associations. Man, I want to be the best. I'm committed to being the best. I'm committed to excellence. I'm committed to, as we say in spades, beating the falling car. This is all that this is it for me. And what a hell of a it I've created for myself. If this is all there is, then this is all that I want, and I'm going to play it. I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off. I say that confidently. Can you say that same thing? You could. You could. And it don't even require much. Just do the work. And then sometimes in order to do the work, you got to bear down. You don't just get to have what you want to have because you say that's what I'm going to have right then and there. You got to work for that if you ain't never had that. Or if you had it and you lost it, we love it when you get it back again in a stronger way. You dig? Especially in this country, we love the underdog. So the game actually works for you when you a real player and you really putting, you really throwing it up against the wall. You really giving it all you got. The game is really rooting for you. Because it's about those who with hard work and dedication and sacrifice. We read the last couple episodes. So go check me. We talking about the American dream. We're talking about what that is now. That's what this thing is about. Hard work and sacrifice. So that's what we bring into this thing. From the ground. Bearing down. Hustling nickels, man. We just got our 5,000th play, Goose. And where we at? From March to March. From March to September, that's what, 3-6? That's 18 months?
Yep.
No promotion?
just like word of mouth.
5,000 plays. You know what I mean? That's light work, right?
Absolutely.
But to us, we got to be making. Why would anybody be listening to us?
Right.
Sitting in front of this Scarface poster, saying the world is mine. Come on, man. You gotta want it, man. You call yourself a player. And all you can bring me back is that you was macking on some hoes. But you a player. Explains why you ain't in the major leagues. You'll get ate up. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, you'll get ate up, right? And you get ate up so bad that you had the refs thinking it was their fault. You had it was somebody else's fault because you was in the game.
Hello, sweetie.
Well, you know you ain't had no business being there in the first place. You ain't a player for real. And it's only so long as you can pretend. But for those who are the players, come on, man. Them people that really be checking in right here at our joint, that's locked in. That's reaching out. Man, I've been up, man. I'm coming to you live from being up since 3 a.m. yesterday morning. I fell asleep on an MRI table today twice in two 20-minute sessions. I'm going to take me a nap. Shit, I'm going to be in here. You know what I mean? He like, it's going to be loud. I'm like, man, don't worry. I'm going to get mine. You know what I mean? Slide me back in there. I'm like, man, it's a little chilly. He like, don't worry about it. It's going to get warm in there. I'm like, all right, shit. Okay, got right in there. It was slid in that thing. Got warm. Shit, I was out cold. He come right on the mic. Excuse me. Okay, we got you. We're going to bring you up and bring you back in for another one. All right. I get 20 more minutes. He like, yeah. I said, man, I'm going back to sleep. He was like, yeah, okay, well, just put your arms to your side this time. Cool. Right? So I does that. Go back to sleep. I'm thinking about this sleep now because I'm thinking ahead of my day. Okay, I got up at 3. I felt myself get a little bit sleepy around the 8 o'clock hour. And that's when I had to be over to be heading to get my MRI. So boom, from there, I knew that was going to run long. And from there, I was going to head up to campus and prepare for my courses, my classes today. So does that. And I bikes up to the yard today, to the schoolhouse today. Get my workout in. I like to get my workout in, keep my cardio together, keep my body, you know what I mean, active. And I got in that accident, 226, and my body still I'm still in therapy and things like that. In fact, that's why I had to go get the MRI. So biking is one of the few things that I can do, you know what I mean, to feel like myself again. So I bikes up to the school. I preps for my classes. I head to my classes to go through them, boom. Had 3 classes to teach today, all back to back, starting at 12:15, and then at 4:30. Boom. I grabbed something to eat. Shout out to my man, Dr. Folcher. Dr. Keith Folcher got me some, he brought some grub in. One of my mentees asked him for some cornbread. He like, man, we ain't gonna just bring you no cornbread. We're gonna bring you the whole Whopper. Now, Dr. Folcher is an educational psychologist who happens to be a self-taught chef. So he brings in a cleaner, healthier spin on soul foods. You know what I'm saying? Smoking the meats and grilling them, jerk chickens. So you got some of the best jerk chicken that there is, man. So, boom. So do my mentees get sidetracked because that food's so good. My mentees is like, yo, can we? They go run down on, yeah, can we get some of that cornbread? He like, man, y'all can't just get some of that. I'm going to make y'all a whole meal. So he made a whole meal today. So we fellowshiped today, bust that down. He brought big pans of the smoked double dipped wings with the braised greens, with the yellow rice and the What am I missing? Cornbread. Man, that shit was so good, man. Oh, that food was so good. So, boom. So, I eat that. Now that itis is on me. But I go from there to my 6 o'clock minute impact meeting back downtown. Pastor Garney Davis, shout him out. His flight was delayed. He got the closest he could get was to Baltimore, so he wasn't able to facilitate the meeting. I was honored to step in to be the facilitator this evening's facilitation of No Excuses and the Men of Impact meet. So that went, excuse me, that's from 6 to 8, excuse me, y'all. That's from 6 to 8, but it went over from like 6 to 9, 9:30. I hit Goose up like, yo, we still recording? He like, yeah, let's get it. I'm like, all right, I'm about to pull up. We've been at it for what, hour and some change now?
Yep.
It's midnight 30. You see what I'm saying? I got up at 3 a.m., y'all. 3 a.m. yesterday. Goose said a few episodes ago, man, I think you just go until your body cut out. I had to agree with him. I never thought about that, but I have to agree with him. I just go until it's just over. How I approach that is how I approach all things. I'm giving this thing my all. Trust that. I want you to trust that. So I'm gonna show you. I ain't got time and keep asking you and please believe me. I'm gonna show you. We're gonna establish trust and we're gonna keep it. And then hashtag no dissension among us. You heard? This is my life. This is how I'm committed to living day in, day out. Don't ask me what I'm doing unless you're prepared to hear it. And I only want to tell you so I can be inspired by what you do. So, man, my next question is, man, how might I be of service to you? How might we help each other slide to that next level on this quest? How might we do that? How might we make this thing a treat whenever we meet? We get so much energy from one another, from whatever it is we happen to collaborate on, that we can't wait to get back with each other. In fact, we don't even sweat each other when we don't kick it with one another. When I see you, you see me, is we back popping. What's good with you, baby? We back. What's good? What you want some to eat? Let's go. What you gonna have? Let me give them what they gonna have. It's on me. You know, player shit. You know what I mean? That's player shit. That's going to get you so far. Man, I'm about to go over here and get something. Y'all want something? You get people, you know what I mean? It's the cheat code to getting, to establishing some closeness. It's a cheat code to disarming the parties you're entertaining. I'll give you that. That's a cheat code, you heard? That's going to get you, that's going to slide you right in the door, and they're going to be like, man. All they're going to be able to say is, man, she a player. He's a player. I don't know. I just like homie. You know what I mean? Some people are really good at this, and they're con artists. Right? But trust your intuition when those come around. It's a game. If it don't feel right, it ain't right. Ain't no military secret. If it ain't right, it ain't right. You can't make it right. You dig? You looking at this thing as a game? And you can fix your mouth to say that this thing is a game. I know it's a game. I know the game. It's the game. Da, 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 da. Then how could you say it's a game and you not be the player? How you not the player? Well, you can't be a major player. Without being a major player, you for damn sure can't be a key player. You can't be a LeBron James key player in the NBA to face an NBA right now. You would never. As my students would say, you would never. Right? You... You definitely ain't in the major leagues. You wonder why you ain't pulling up in that Corvette with that Rollie? You might not be. You wonder why you ain't pulling up in that Tesla? You wonder why you ain't pulling up in that Rari? You wondering why you ain't got that foyer with the chandelier? You wondering why you ain't on tour? A 80-city tour internationally. Because you're not willing to play hard. You're not willing to sacrifice. Not now. I'm playing the game. I need my 10,000 hours or more. And when I get to 10,000 hours, that just enlightened me to the specialty mode. Right? When you flip the game, you get the option to get in the elite package now. To where you're going in different tiers of being nice. Even with Dixit, you can go, or you can order offline. I think it's like 5 different card sets you can order to take your game up to another level. There's no excuse. You know what I mean? Like, hey, it might not be for you. And Goose, we might be bonking them this episode. You know what I mean? We bonking them?
No.
It might not be for you. You know what I mean? But again, ain't no need to keep coming to the podcast, listening to it, and being upset on the low in the back, listening. Man, whatever. Ask me a question. Send it to me. Y'all know where I'm at. And I'm going to give it to you again before this episode is over. You know what I mean? I like getting with other players. Because when other players getting together, the treat of that is we create the major league, a mastermind. I like going on these gigs with my associations, with my mentors and my colleagues, my friends. Remember I told y'all who all those people are in my world now, in the last episode, right? And they challenge my thinking to think greater, to think higher. They challenge me by saying, well, I don't think you're thinking big enough. My heart drops. Oof. Because they know in one way or another that me dreaming bigger in an organic way affects them too. Because they would push that endeavor. They there who pushed for that criteria. That inspiration. That's invaluable. That value that they've created in my world is invaluable. And I'm willing to do whatever of service. Of course, you know, for those boneheads, without compromising my integrity, I'm willing to do what it takes to serve my mission. For to me, ain't nothing as important. You know what I mean? It's everything I am. You know, it's everything I be. It's everything about this life of mine. You know what I mean? About my son's life. You understand? This upward mobility thing is elevating us from the slums. I'm in a position where I could mold young minds like mine in droves that may not understand why they in school, what they got going on. I'm able to go and work with scientists and help them think in a more creative and collaborative sense. Like, it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm playing, man. I'm able to do all these things. Stay up 24 hours damn near because I'm playing all day. Every time I get to do what I love doing, it's recharging me. It's giving me more energy. I can't keep saying it to y'all no other way, man. Gucci, what you got for, man?
I mean, you said it all.
We out of here, man. We out on them, man.
You said it all.
We out, man. Point. Where can they find you at, Goose?
I'm Goose Wavy on everything.
Goose Wavy on everything. He just was working on a mix, y'all. At least that's what he told me, man.
Earlier today, I got a mix coming. So soon.
He had the headphones and the laptop. So he said he told me he was working on a mix, but I told him only time the headphones is in the laptop is when you watching porn. You know what I mean? Or you on a Zoom call. You know what I mean? And I know homie ain't on no Zoom call. So I thought he was watching some porn. He was like, no, man, I was making a mix. I'm like, man, still wipe that keyboard down, man. You never know, man.
Get the playlist together.
Yeah. What playlist you working on?
The songs are together. I just gotta mix it.
Okay.
I picked out all the songs today. Now I just gotta mix it.
Where they gonna be able to find that at?
SoundCloud. Goose Wavy on SoundCloud.
Goose Wavy on everything.
Right.
That's what's up.
He'll be on SoundCloud.
That's what's up. Hit him up on SoundCloud. Y'all know what it is. You know what time it is. Get to know Goose Wavy instead of just asking about him. Go look him up. The man said it's Goose Wavy on everything. You heard? With me, y'all know what it is with me already. You know where to find me. You know what I mean? Ask the Phoenix. My website, www.phoenixinnovationgroup.com. Naja Bolden on LinkedIn. You know what I mean? Connect with me on there. Where else am I? I think that's everywhere I'm at. Twitter, Naja Truth. Of course, y'all know this podcast is everywhere. But yeah, man, you know it's morphin' time now. So, my kings and queens, you know what time it is. Keep being those beacons. Keep being that support. Keep standing in the gap. We need you. We appreciate you. We're grateful to have you. To the gods and goddesses, y'all know what y'all do, man. Keep creating life. Keep giving. keep loving genuinely. Keep being authentic. The world is craving authenticity right now. We need more of it. We need that leadership. This is equity and agency up for grabs. Yours is up for grabs. Are you going to own your masters? Who I mean? And to them Phoenixes? Well, I think it was even Clarence 13 Next that said that when you're a creator, you become a player. You're too important to the game. I'm paraphrasing, but I think it was somewhere along those lines. You dig? As a phoenix, it's your responsibility to burn up in adversity and rise again. Better, stronger, bolder, faster. You dig? Straight up. So, until next time, my phoenixes, flame on. Thank you.